Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
We on Facebook to find out what special we have for the summer. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rob, the size of wellness, mobile massage, affordable wellness. We come to you, 240-778-5219, if you live in the district, Maryland, and Virginia. And today's topic is the price of courage. Now, we have heard all week about the Caitlin effect has been made. Basically, what this is the effect of Bruce Jenner. And for those who may not be old enough to remember Bruce Jenner, for those who may not know about sports, Bruce Jenner was the quintessential athlete in the late 70s, early 80s. He ran the decathlon in the Olympics. The decathlon was the, and still is, the toughest 10 events in sports. You're doing a 100, 200, 400. You're doing hurdles. You're doing javelin, shot put, discus, high jump, long jump. You're doing all the major events of sports and putting it in a two-day period. And this is how you become successful in the decathlon. Bruce Jenner was considered the greatest athlete in American history because not only he competed in the decathlon, he won gold in 2 years, 1976 and 1980. So he's considered one of the greatest athletes of all time. But now, most people know him as the, you know, patriarch of the Kardashian clan. You know, he's the stepfather to Kourtney, Khloe, and Kim, and the father of Kendall and Kylie, and we know him as this person who was distant from the family during their show. You know, every time you stood for stared for into the room, he wanted nothing to do with what was going on with the family. Little did we know what events were going to turn up eventually. As we all know right now, he made a transition from a man to a woman. And he put his big spread on Vanity Fair magazine saying to call me Caitlyn. But now, Caitlyn Jenner is going to receive one of the most prestigious sports awards that are out there. Now, there's a lot of different sports awards that are out there, and people be confused with some of the sports awards that are there. But the ESPYs, which are ESPN awards, they give an award every year called the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. This typically goes to an athlete or a person who is involved with sports. So it does not have to be a professional athlete, but a person who is involved with sports that exudes a courageous act, that does something or is going through something and endures that particular issue in order to come out on top in the end, and that, you know, even if they pass, they're enduring that particular tragedy or that particular event in their life, that they are succeeding in showing people this is the way to go. Look at last year's recipient of the Arthur Ashe Award, Stuart Scott. Stuart Scott was a commentator for ESPN, the Sports Center, one of the first African-American commentators they had. He transformed and transitioned the game to the point where people emulate and imitate him each and every day. Stuart Scott was a person that, through all types of adversity, through three different formations of cancer, went through, built his body up, fought hard, made it to the point where, we're watching the NBA Finals right now. For those who are watching the NBA Finals, Stuart Scott was the face of the NBA Finals for the last 19 years. This is the first year that Stuart Scott is not involved with the NBA Finals because he passed earlier, he passed late last year. And when you think about what he had to go through with cancer, with the pain, with the chemotherapy, and still come on the air, doing the sports like he always has, doing the NBA Finals just like he would each and every year, and with this being the first year that he's not there in over 20 years, it really bears witness to what he was capable of doing up until the point of his passing. Even when he received his ESPY award, he was sick. He wasn't even supposed to be there. The doctor said, "You are not healthy enough to receive your award." He went up there, got his award, and gave one of the most powerful speeches, saying that not the fact that you're dying, it's the fact of what you do while you're living that makes an impact. That's what he said. That is courage. When you see people like Robin Roberts, also went through cancer, when you see a boxer that was also accused of a crime that he did not commit, spent 20 years in jail, to come out and be successful, you know, in other ventures. When you see all these people, Jim Valvano getting that award, Arthur Ashe himself when he first received the award, that is courage. But this year, they feel that the recipient of the Arthur Ashe Award for courage goes to Caitlyn Jenner. Just because he decided to become a she and wanted to reveal this to the world. Now, before people get upset, I understand that it does take courage to do what he did. Of course it does. I mean, you are a premier athlete, you are a face, a reality television, and you go from transitioning from a man to a female. Yes, it does take courage to come out and say, you know, say, "Hey, this is who I really am. You know, I want to be known as this, not as what I've been known for the past 64 years of my life." Yes, that does take a little bit of courage, too. And I understand that. However, does this qualify as the Arthur Ashe Award for courage? That's where I have an issue with the whole thing. I feel that this is not a crazy fact that garners an award. You know, you give awards to every person that wants to be a transvestite. I believe you, there'll be a lot of people that's coming out saying, "Yes, you know, I'm gay, I'm transvestite, I'm transgender, and we'll try to get an award for it." That's what will happen. Doesn't mean they need to get awards for it. Doesn't mean they need to be accolades for what they're doing. You know, you look at Brittany Griner right now. Brittany Griner, you know, she came out as a lesbian, married, you know, a fellow WNBA player. And then when she gets pregnant, she wants, you know, Brittany Griner wants her voice. You know what? She's going to work for that too. You know, that's where my issue is. There are levels of courage. And this is not the level that garners an award to me. This is the live TV show, Ball Talk Radio, Total Production for Entertainment. Unfortunately, I'm still having technical difficulties right now, so if you want to get in touch with me for response to this particular topic, you go to my Facebook and you can log on to the Blog Talk link that is on Facebook, or you can tweet me at RC44. Unfortunately, the phone lines are not open right now, but I still want to hear your information on this and your input. But courage, what constitutes courage? Courage is the ability to go through adversity, knowing that there may be an unfavorable ending. That instills is a person that enduring courage right now. Devin Still, he's a defensive player for the Cincinnati Bengals. His daughter is going through chemotherapy as we speak. 4 years old. This girl is fighting through so many different adversities. Came through one round of chemotherapy, looking healthy, looking like she was going to beat this cancer, and then the cancer comes back. And what is Devin Still doing? Not only is Devin still at his daughter's bedside while he's still trying to be successful on his football team, but he is bringing into the forefront, into the limelight, the cause to try to raise funding for juvenile cancer. That is courageous. As a father, I could not even imagine what Devin still is going through right now. I can't imagine that he, you know, has to try to do his job while he sees his young daughter, I mean, young, not even school age, going through the pain and the torture and the torment that she goes through each and every day. When she's not on chemo, she's in pain, taking a series of medications, trying to get through this cancer day by day. But yet Devin still is there, especially as an African-American male. We don't hear stories like this as African-American males, African-American fathers, going to the Father's Day. This man is fighting for his child's life and still trying to be successful on his job. That takes courage. You have Lauryn Hill, not the singer Lauryn Hill, the basketball player Lauryn Hill, who also was going through serious bouts of cancer, but she tried to fight it each and every day, get out there, to try to play basketball, the sport that she loved, and she actually did that. She played a full season of basketball while going through chemotherapy, while trying to fight the disease, while knowing she was dying on the inside. She exuded confidence and joy and happiness on the outside to the point of her death. That is courage, going through and enduring through each and every step. That's courage. Even if you want to go to someone that is making amends, you got Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton, who has been fighting cocaine addiction, alcohol addiction. And instead of brushing under a rug, Major League Baseball didn't even mention this. They knew what he was going through, but they didn't even mention it. They pushed under a rug. But what he said, he wanted to come out and say, I have an addiction. I have a problem. I am an alcoholic. I'm addicted to cocaine. And I'm trying to do what I can to better myself. He did that knowing that he could end his career based off of the drugs he was doing, the severity of it, and the consistency of how long he's been doing it. But he came out and said, you know what, I'm an alcoholic, I'm addicted to cocaine, and I'm trying to get myself better, and I want to let people know this. Not only he went through the rehab process and got himself clean, but now he's back in the major league doing the thing that he loves because he took upon himself to clean himself up and do the efforts to make sure he stays successful and don't let the demons of alcohol abuse and drug abuse take him down. That's courage. What is Bruce Jenner doing that shows courage? That's what I want to know. That's what bothers me about this whole thing. What has he done to show courage? Is it just courageous enough to say, yes, I'm a transgender? Is that all the courage you need? Just say, oh, yep, hey, I want to be a woman. I'm courageous. I need an award. That's what's happening right now. Why? You know, Michael Stamm was one of the recipients of this award as well. Michael Sam, at least, you could say he was courageous because he's a current athlete that bucks the trend, especially being a football player, that's trying to buck the trend saying that Sam a gay athlete. And he went out there and tried out for the football team, even though he was not successful, not because he was gay, because he wasn't that good. That's why I want to point that back out. Michael Sam is not in the NFL because, not because he's gay. He's not in the NFL because when it came down to showing the scouts, showing the owners, showing the coaches what he can do, he was not capable of being successful. He was a successful college player, but that success did not translate into pro skills. And that's why Michael Sam is not in the NFL, not because he's gay. Let's take it back to Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is not a current athlete. One. Well, you don't have to be a current athlete to get your 100%. But what impact does him turning himself into Caitlyn have on the community as a whole, on his family in specific, on sports in general? What does this have to do with courage? Is it courageous to abandon your family and say, you know what, I don't care what you think, I'm going to be a woman? Is that courageous? Is it courageous to just feel that his marriage and his family is not an important aspect of his life compared to him, you know, getting breasts and dressing up in ways and dresses? Is that courageous? Please, somebody tell me, explain to me how that's courageous. And like I said, this isn't a knock on the gay community. Some people feel that what I'm saying, because I feel that I'm a gay, him getting this award is a knock on the gay community. No, it's not. It just needs to bear witness that this is not the person that you want to bank on courageousness, on being courageous. That's what I'm, that's what I feel. Arthur Ashe, if you know the significance of Arthur Ashe, this is not what his legacy was about. Yes. Arthur Ashe was one of the first people of prominence to announce that he had HIV, and said he had AIDS. And he did not get AIDS being a transgender male. He did not get AIDS being a homosexual. He got AIDS for a blood transfusion. So people think, oh my goodness, Arthur Ashe had AIDS. You know, folks don't know Arthur Ashe. They think, oh my goodness, he had AIDS. He must be gay. No. He got his virus from a blood transfusion through surgery. And he fought the good fight up until he cannot fight anymore. And when he passed, he put down a legacy showing that anyone can get HIV/AIDS, and you have to continue fighting in order to keep your legacy going. And that's what Arthur Ashe did. Rushanna, what is he doing? What act of courage is he doing besides self-aggrandizing himself by taking a photo shoot in Vanity Fair magazine? It wasn't even a photo shoot in regards to his transition. It wasn't a photo shoot saying that this is the pain that I'm going through. No, it was a glamour shot. Glamour shot of him in the dress suit. This is what Bruce Jenner is being awarded for. And I have a problem with that. I do really have a problem with that. And you see that people that respond the same way I'm responding is blackballed. You know, you're getting backlash. All this because people don't understand. And that's the larger issue. Once upon a time, the United States was about freedom of speech, about freedom of expression. But now, the United States is only about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, if you're expressing and speaking on the things that are more popular. Homosexuality, transgenderism has become a very heated topic over the past few weeks. And here in this area, in Northern Virginia, Fairfax County, they're talking about in middle schools and high schools creating a bathroom for transgender. And of course, this is going to ramp up based on the fact that Bruce Jenner is getting this award. So the question is, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids, if they have a bathroom where they can say, oh, well, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl, so I'm just going to go into this bathroom, think about the issues that can cause. Yes, I understand their concept saying that if they feel that they're not comfortable going to a boys' room, if this girl feels that they're not comfortable, for growth from just another option. However, if we create a transgender bathroom, and that's about a transgender bathroom, what that does, that creates conflict, because you know it's going to be boys. I mean, any 13-year-old boy has opportunities to see female, they're going to take it to their advantage. They're like, oh, well, I want to go to this bathroom, boys bathroom, I don't feel comfortable, I'm going to go to this other bathroom, the transgender bathroom. And that's what's going to happen. That's what this article is an example. That's what this SB award is going to perpetuate. So perpetuate different challenges and different jurisdictions that are going to think like this and try to accommodate those who can accommodate themselves. If you are a transgender, you want to dress up as a female. Okay. You tell your parents, whatever. You go to school, you wear a little eyeliner, you're putting on silk-like skirts to try to hide who you are. Yes, it does happen. Does not mean that you're being courageous. Does not mean that you're trying to break down barriers or break down walls. No, you're just trying to identify yourself because obviously you're not finding a way to identify yourself right now. So does that mean you burn your own bathroom? Does that mean you get awards and accolades because you're not sure who you are? No. Why is it that this country feels that they have to be the police for the world? And that's what's going on. This is a way to help to impose same-sex marriages. You know, giving transgender awards a way to acknowledge that there's a gross misconduct or gross discrimination in our country. There's been gross misconduct and gross discrimination in our country for exception through slavery, through sexism, through feminism, through the women's led movement, through the civil rights era, now through this LGBT era. Yes, this conduct is being done. But does that mean he got an award? No. Does not mean that Bruce Jenner has earned the Arthur Ashe Award. And that's the problem that I have. This is about a TV show, Vlog Talk Radio, Twilight Production, Twilight Entertainment. And I just thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. Last week I had technical difficulties again, as we have right now. The show was only going 15 minutes, and yet still there's a whole bunch of people that are listening to the show. And I definitely appreciate you listening each and every week. Tomorrow on Love Plus, we're going to have Love and Fitness. And Love and Fitness is about trying to understand what needs to be done for your body, understand what needs to be done for your mind, so that when you're in that summertime stage, summertime's coming up in a couple weeks, time to get ready. People are trying to lose the weight quickly, lose weight effectively, so we're going to talk about different ways to do that, so that way you are in that summertime body state. So I want to get that out there, and also I wanted to let you know there's a GoFundMe account out there right now to help Sierra Stevenson excel at the National Tournament of the Met. If you don't know Sierra Stevenson, she's a great athlete, 9 years old. She is number one in Maryland in domestic, number three overall in the region in her level in domestic. And she is going to Nashville in Greensboro, North Carolina, and just want to see if anyone is interested in helping her be successful in that particular venture. So if you want to find out more information, you go to GoFundMe.com or inbox me, and I'll provide more information in regards to the GoFundMe account. The goal is $3,000. We are getting to that goal, but we need your help. So please inbox me. Let me know if you're able to contribute or sponsor any single way. To make sure that she can be successful on that path to Greensboro, North Carolina. So, that'll get out the way. Final thought for me and the show tonight. Bruce Jenner is a great actor. Bruce Jenner is a model for a lot of people who want to be successful in their sports. However, Bruce Jenner, or Caitlyn, as I can say now, despite everything that's being gushed upon or doted upon him her right now, does not define courage. And what's the definition of courage is skewed. Basically, what that does to the community, to the people that are listening, to everyone around, it creates an environment where people feel that being different is being bold, being different is being courageous, being different is the way to gain notoriety and ability. It's not about being different. It's about embracing your difference and exuding confidence in the same way. I cannot say Bruce Jenner has done that. Where is the exuded confidence and exuded the just the concept of what he was trying to do? He did not do that. You know, all he did was say, okay, I'm going to go in private, I'm going to go to hiding, and then a couple months later, oh, poof, I'm a girl now. Is that courage? No. And I feel that ESPN has really dropped the ball on this one here. ESPN should have rethinked, and they still have time to rethink this choice for the Autograph Award for Courage and make sure it's provided to someone that is beneficial or someone will benefit from this, like the family of Lauryn Hill. That would be a good one. Devin Still. People like that who are exuding courage every single day. Amy Van Dyken, I mean, she's paralyzed from the waist down due to an ATV accident. And after a year, she's back in the pool. She's starting to swim. An Olympic swimmer goes down, can barely walk. Doctors say she'll probably never be able to walk again. And now not only is she starting to walk, but she's swimming again. That is courage. That is something that you could say that's courageous. That is something you could say that, you know what, I appreciate what she is doing and really feel that she is being very successful. And how can I get to that particular level? That is courage. That's what Amy Van Dyken has done. That's what Devin Still has done. That's what Lauryn Hill has done. Kris Jenner has not put that effort into the community saying that this, I'm doing this to help better the community. No. You know, he's going to be in this plush hotel in downtown L.A. All of his children are going to be put to the side. And not even mentioned, maybe he might be one or two of the Kardashians because they generate money. And then you're only going to get a few words of it in the media after this. So where's the courage? Where's that act of courageousness? Where's that act of, this is someone who I want to emulate? No, it's not. And until we realize that there's more courage than just being different, then that's going to play a big factor. Once again, Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Tonight Productions, Tonight Entertainment. And I decided to spend time on this because I feel it's very important that we discuss this. Very important that we try to decipher what courage is and how Bruce Jenner falls into that particular point, which I don't think he does. So, once again, thank you for listening to the Rise TV Show. Tune to Love Talk tomorrow, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, so that way we can really discuss relationships. And we're actually, after this week, we're actually going to be discussing love and gender. And love and gender is going to talk about transgender people, what about gay, lesbian, bisexual, and how that affects your relationships. So please listen after that show. That's going to be very interesting. And we will have the technical glitches out of our system by tomorrow. So until next time,